America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross will join me at right around 8 o'clock this morning to spend a couple of hours talking about the key news stories of the week, as well as Mark's perspective on different things happening in worldwide media. He, of course, is working on a special series on the USS Liberty catastrophe for the American Free Press. We'll be chatting with him a little bit about that this morning. I had Gary Brummett of the USS Liberty on this show again yesterday. We managed to cover some additional items that I think were very, very significant in regard to that whole situation. And we hope to have some additional Liberty survivors on in the days ahead, not simply because that's worth remembering, but also because there continues to be a larger context to this Liberty story that a number of us are absolutely convinced has a connection to what is going on right now. What is going on right now in the Middle East, as well as domestically, is something that corporate media seems to be diverting our attention from with this Virginia Tech shooting. And as we think about the Virginia Tech shooting, a thought that has crossed my mind a couple of times, and it was something that was accentuated by a report that I received from a listener yesterday regarding the connections of the killer's sister. Kurt Nimmo has an interesting piece, It's Another Day in the Empire, entitled The Cho Shuanghui Video Show. And Kurt Nimmo goes on to say that if we are to believe the emerging timeline of events, Cho Shuanghui killed a woman and her RA in a dorm, went back to his dorm and captured a QuickTime video rant, burned a DVD, trekked to the post office with two 9mm weapons in tow, mailed the DVD along with photos and miscellaneous writings to NBC, and then marched over to Norris Hall and killed another 30 or so people, execution style. Add to this a bevy of experts on television, quote-unquote, this evening, declaring Cho Shuanghui to be obviously paranoid schizophrenic. Excuse me, but paranoid schizophrenics, minus medication, have a difficult time stitching two coherent sentences together, let alone methodically engaging in homicide, managing to escape undetected, and then recording thoughts after the fact and conjuring up the wherewithal to send out a press release. I'm not buying it. But what can I buy, or at least entertain, is the possibility that Cho Shuanghui is, for lack of a better term, a Manchurian candidate. Do a Google search on Project Bluebird, the very real CIA experiments in brainwashing and multiple personality engineering. Bluebird was approved by the CIA director on April 20, 1950. In August 1951, the project was renamed Artichoke. Bluebird and Artichoke included a great deal of work on the creation of amnesia, hypnotic couriers, and the Manchurian candidate, writes Colin A. Ross, M.D. Artichoke documents prove that hypnotic couriers functioned effectively in real-life simulations conducted by the CIA in the early 1950s. The degree to which such individuals were used in actual operations is still classified. Bluebird and Artichoke were administered in a compartmented fashion. The details of the programs were kept secret even from other personnel within the CIA. The Bluebird-Artichoke materials established conclusively that full Manchurian candidates were created and tested successfully by physicians with top-secret clearance from the CIA. As well as being potential couriers and infiltration agents, the subjects could function in effect as hypnotically controlled cameras. They could enter a room or building, memorize materials quickly, leave the building, and then be amnesic for the entire episode. The memorized material could then be retrieved by a handler using a previously implanted code or signal without the amnesia being disturbed. Hypnosis was not the mind-controlled doctor's only method for creation of controlled amnesia, however. Drugs, magnetic fields, sound waves, sleep deprivation, solitary confinement, and many other methods were studied under Bluebird and Artichoke. Kurt Nimmo goes on to say that before you write me off as another tinfoil hat nut case, consider this document, which he hyperlinks to, released from the CIA under a Freedom of Information Act request. In part, the document states, quote, Miss Redacted was instructed, having expressed a fear of firearms, that she would use every method at her disposal to awaken Miss Redacted, now in a deep hypnotic sleep. Failing this, she would pick up a pistol and fire it at Miss Redacted. She was instructed that she would not hesitate to kill Redacted, Miss Redacted, carried out these suggestions, including firing the unloaded gun at Redacted, and then proceeded to fall into a deep sleep. After proper suggestions were made, both were awakened. Miss Redacted expressed absolute denial that the foregoing sequence had happened, unquote. Of course, the existence of Project Bluebird and the search for the Manchurian candidate is hardly conclusive evidence that Cho Seung-hui was a programmed murder zombie. On the other hand, the picture painted by the corporate media that Cho Seung-hui was simply a mentally deranged and violent loner who stalked women and wrote disjointed plays does not make sense, especially considered his reported proficiency with handguns and the series of methodical tasks he accomplished soon after gunning down two people in cold blood. Either way, the largest massacre in American history, carried out on the campus of a prestigious engineering school, will certainly jack up the fear ratio, to say nothing of launching yet another salvo at the Bill of Rights, two things certain to please our control freak rulers. Sui bono. That is what Kurt Nimmo has for us today at Another Day in the Empire. It's entitled The Cho Seung-hui Video Show. That's a fascinating piece. Kurt Nimmo is quite a guy, of course, and a very articulate fellow who is one of the people who gets to the deeper meaning of different things that are printed in corporate media that may have a completely different spin from what we are being told by our masters. And again, it's fascinating to think about Kurt's piece in conjunction with something that was forwarded to me by a listener yesterday. The subject from the listener to me is McNeil Technologies Services Date. And it says, Hi, Mark. Just heard you mention the Virginia Tech shooting and McNeil Technologies and the possibility of a Manchurian candidate. For your information. Then a hyperlink to McNeil Technologies is provided, which lists the following services that are promoted by and provided by McNeil Technology Services. One of those, by the way, in the list that is before me, is intelligence services. Here is the whole spin on McNeil and their intelligence services. McNeil's Intelligence and Language Center, ILC, provides unmatched expertise in the areas of intelligence and language services. The combination of intelligence and language guarantees our clients' mission success. Our services and capabilities, this is McNeil speaking directly from the McNeil Technologies site, our services and capabilities include, 1, intelligence architecture operations in support of the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, 2, open source intelligence, which supports the Defense Intelligence Agency and other government agencies, and human intelligence operations in support of the DIA, or with federal counter-intel outsourcing effort. Our linguist operations, translation operations, and testing and training and research of language and cultural awareness are also McNeil Technologies Services provisions, all listed under Intelligence Services. This is key, of course, because the killer's sister, who graduated from Princeton in 2004, works for McNeil Technologies. Does this prove anything? No, it doesn't. But on the other hand, we need to take a very, very close look at what is happening in corporate media as things are routinely brought before us that are always thought to have one particular slant, and we end up discovering over the course of time that maybe, just maybe, there's another angle on the whole thing that has not been considered or even breathed upon by the corporate masters that be. Keep an eye on this story in the day ahead. And I was talking with a very, very interesting man yesterday. If you have not heard of George T. Cody, C-O-D-Y, if he will pardon this, I will say that it's the same spelling as Wild Bill Cody, whom I had not thought of in many, many years. But George T. Cody, who is originally from Ohio, is the executive director for the American Task Force for Lebanon. George is now based in Washington, D.C., and the reason that I made a connection with him is the Washington Report for Middle East Affairs sent me a very, very interesting petition that was being circulated by the American Task Force for Lebanon on this whole business of cluster bombs in Lebanon. And if you want more information about the American Task Force for Lebanon, go to www.atfl.org. www.atfl.org. That's a very, very significant site for a couple of reasons. One is that Lebanon continues to be a very, very key area of the Middle East in regard to American foreign policy and some of the larger problems related to the unraveling of that policy that exists in that part of the world. But the other thing that's very, very significant about the American Task Force for Lebanon is that their petition on cluster bombs is a very, very serious one, one that I think needs to be looked at very closely by every American, not only for the content of the petition, but also the pictures that accompany that petition, which show that the Israeli dropped cluster bombs in Lebanon in the last conflict between Israel and its adversaries in that particular situation in that country, have involved ongoing casualties. When you look at these photographs of some of these children that have been injured by these cluster bombs, and in some cases, of course, killed, it's very grim business. And it shows that we are, once again, by corporate media, being diverted from some of the most key and important and pressing issues of the day. Again, go to that website if you get a chance. It's the American Task Force for Lebanon, atfl.org. Take a look at that petition. Take a look at all of what is there. And I think this whole business of cluster bombs is well worth your time and mine. You know, what is a very, very interesting thing, as well, as that George Cody was telling me that he is acquainted with Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader, unbeknownst to me, has been very much in the forefront of protesting this cluster bomb situation. I've been wanting to talk to Ralph Nader for a long time, because there are a series of things that he advocates that would dovetail quite nicely with those of us on the populist right. There would also be some divergences, of course, but Dr. Cody indicates to me that he would be more than happy to have Ralph Nader talk to me about coming on the show sometime so that we can kick around all kinds of ideas related to the Middle East and related to this cluster bomb situation in Lebanon, as well as examine some of these trade and economic issues and issues of constitutional rights that have really been plaguing us in recent years. So if Nader is going to be making contact with me at some point, I'm sure that we'll get something figured out in regard to getting Ralph on the show. I've never talked to him, and of course I'm sure that we would have some policy and ideological divergences as well as convergences. But nonetheless, I think it's going to be a very significant thing to get him on, if that becomes possible, and to chat about all of the things going on in our world, including this whole business of cluster bombs in Lebanon. Ted Pike has a new alert out today. Have you visited www.adl.org? That, of course, stands for the Anti-Defamation League. This is coming to us today from our friend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. Ted asks us rhetorically if we have visited the ADL site, www.adl.org, and then he continues. As national concern over impending passage of the federal anti-hate bill heightens, an increasing number of new right organizations are writing articles in opposition. I am delighted. However, since these organizations are pro-Zionist, they feel that in order to protect the Jewish people, they must obscure the role of the Jewish Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith as the culprit behind hate laws worldwide. To do this, they are creating the mythology that the homosexual lobby is the great Satan behind hate laws and the sinister attempt to end free speech. Truth is the best way to deal with incipient mythologies. The issue of who is behind hate laws can quickly be resolved by going to www.adl.org/99hatecrime/intro.asp, where you will find a very detailed 14-page article explaining how ADL's model anti-hate statute works and is the template upon which all state and federal hate laws are constructed. Yes, evangelicals, it's time to fight hate laws as if our lives literally depend upon it. Yet let's not turn to half-truths and lies, thinking such are necessary to protect God's chosen people or to solicit the broad support we need. The fact is, a century of half-truths and lies concerning matters Jewish has brought us to national crisis. Why not give the whole truth a chance and see what it can do to save us? For the whole truth behind hate laws, go to www.adl.org. That's coming to us today from Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. I think Ted's comments are well-nigh taken. In that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is certainly the central culprit behind this hate laws movement in the United States Congress. And it is at the same time noteworthy that for the so-called mainstream evangelicals who are trying to create the mythology that the homosexual lobby is the great Satan behind the hate laws, it needs to be understood that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is a part of a larger Jewish network in the United States that is behind the homosexual lobby. So this is all very, very important information today. And keep an eye on this story, because as we alluded to yesterday a little bit when we talked about Steve Watson's piece for InfoWars that has been reposted to Dr. Michael Chosadowski's Global Research, Steve, I think, has the correct take on this in regard to the direction that things are going in regard to coming attempts to regulate the Internet, on the part of corporate structures, to regulate the Internet on the part of the federal government of the United States, and presumably to regulate the Internet on behalf of globalist political and economic interests. Given that that is true, and I think that Steve Watson's piece, that again is at InfoWars, is well worth your time and mine, it dovetails, I think, with what Ted Pike is talking about this morning. If we can have a larger, more centralized control and regulation of the Internet, if we can control information and control its dissemination, think of the frightening power that that represents in conjunction with this hate laws legislation, if it were ever to pass, that Ted Pike has been in the forefront of trying to fight at the National Prayer Network. The point is this: this sort of thing has already happened in Europe. It's already happened in Canada. It quite clearly can and will happen here unless we get it stopped. And therefore, we need to be following this hate crimes legislation situation very, very closely, along with the Internet regulation bills that from time to time wind their way through various congressional committees and are at various stages of consideration and passage. Because when you take the two things together, it becomes abundantly clear that there's a very serious problem. And that serious problem relates to what the international corporate and Zionist elite has finally figured out. And that is, whereas in the past they had a complete stranglehold on information available to most of us because of the way in which they control corporate media, now, in the last however many years, because of Internet media and alternative media, they've had more difficulty getting people to verbatim sing the party line. And therefore, since it's more difficult to get people to sing off of the same page provided to us by the Zionist lobby and by the corporate structures, they must then proceed to attempt to destroy the remaining instrumentations that we have for free speech and free thought and the dissemination of good ideas in a diverse culture that is allegedly committed to Jeffersonian republicanism. Given that all of that is the conflict at hand, let's keep an eye on these folks in terms of hate crimes legislation, Internet regulation, diversion, and war. Speaking of singing, by the way, for those who sing off of the same page because they watch Fox News and read certain controlled publications in the traditionalist American press, let's keep an idea about what it means to be reading today that John McCain has been singing in regard to the suggestion that we are going to bomb Iran. Let's take a look at that story when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me as he does on every Friday now to discuss a series of stories that are in the news and to give us Mark's slant on different things in regard to their actual meaning. And he, of course, is one of the people that I respect in that Mark always seems to have good instinct for what's really behind a story. And then he digs to get at the bottom of whatever story he's led to cover at any given time. His series on the USS Liberty that's in the process of unfolding for the American Free Press is going to be well worth your time. And if you're not already a subscriber to AFP, give them a call at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS, where both Mark Glenn and our own Michael Collins Piper are involved in writing on a weekly basis all kinds of really good things for us that give us the real slant on what's going on both internationally and domestically. So Mark Glenn will be with us at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We've been trying to talk this morning a little bit about what could be behind this murder case in Virginia Tech. I emphasize could be because we don't know. But it's fascinating to me that Kurt Nimmo's fine piece at Another Day in the Empire dovetails with my own suspicions on this. I can't prove anything, but there's just a sense that something is really wrong with this story. Again, I hope that that's not irresponsible speculation on the air. I'm simply sharing with you that this is my instinct, that there's more to this than we know. But I realize at the same time I can't prove it with qualitative and quantitative data. But folks, you know, I've had this feeling before, only to discover 6 months later or a year later or 10 years later, by George, there was something more to that particular story than was being advertised by corporate press at the time. I think that this situation at Virginia Tech might be one of them, because it would seem that this whole situation and the media barrage that has followed it would fit the purposes of some folks that do not have your interest and mine at heart. I think this involves the global gun grabbers, that's quite clear. I also think it involves people who like to divert us from the real stories. And this Virginia Tech thing has completely diverted us from a real consideration, I think, of what's happening in the Middle East and just how close we could be to a third world war. Classic example of that can be found at Iran Focus today, where they are reporting that from London on April 20th, that U.S. President George W. Bush accused Iran on Thursday of transferring arms to outlawed militias inside neighboring Iraq. He described the Islamic Republic as a serious problem, quote-unquote. Quote, Iran is influential inside of Iraq. They are influential by providing advanced weaponry. They are influential by dealing with some militias, tend to be Shia militias, all aiming to create discomfort, all aiming to, dot, 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 create enough discomfort for the United States, but in doing so, they're making it harder for this young democracy to emerge, unquote, Bush told an audience in Tip City, Ohio, outside of Dayton. Quote, two of the biggest issues we face for the security of this country today and tomorrow is Al-Qaeda and Iran, and yet their influence is being played out in Iraq, unquote, he added. Bush also touched on Tehran's nuclear drive. Quote, we believe that they would like to have a nuclear weapon. Part of our diplomacy is to prevent them from doing so. If the United States were to leave a chaotic Iraq, not only would the vacuum of our failure there to help this young government enable extremists to move more freely and embolden them, well, that's some tortured syntax, isn't it? But I also believe it would, dot, 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 it could cause the Middle East to enter into a nuclear arms race, unquote. Quote, we have no beef with the Iranian people, which is really important for the people of Iran to understand. We value the history of Iran. We respect the traditions of Iran. It's the Iranian government that is making the decisions that is causing you to be isolated. You're missing an opportunity to be a great nation because your government has made decisions that is causing the world to put economic sanctions on you and to isolate you. I would hope the Iranian government would change their attitude, unquote, Mr. Bush added. A series of things that can be said, of course, about this today, predictably, as we read all kinds of things from Cy Hirsch in The New Yorker and from Dr. Michael Chosadovsky of Global Research in regard to what the United States has been doing and is presently doing in the preparation of a war on Iran, a preemptive war, it's important to keep in mind certain facts. When it comes to Mr. Bush saying that we respect the traditions of Iran, this would seem to be contradicted by Stephen Kinzer's book, All the Shah's Men. It would seem to be contradicted by the original intelligence documents from the CIA and the British MI6 that have been reproduced in the American Free Press's book on the 1953 CIA-inspired coup in Iran. Mr. Bush says that he values the history of that country. He respects its traditions. He doesn't seem to know very much about either when it regards in regard to American and British interventionism in that country, as well as Russian interventionism in that country, Mongolian interventionism in that country, and so forth and so on. The fact of the matter is that the United States has hands that are not clean when it comes to our relationship with Iran. And the other thing is that Mr. Bush needs to brush up on this history of Iran, at least the 2,500-year history of that nation since the time of the Achaemenid dynasty of Cyrus the Great and others, as that is mentioned in Holy Scripture as well as in secular history volumes. These folks have a very long history of dealing with foreign incursions and foreign invaders. They do it very, very effectively. They are a very, very smart and intelligent and cunning people. Mr. Bush had better be careful when he thinks that he can fool around with this nation, and that the disparity in conventional military power between the United States and Iran is going to carry the day for the United States if we become involved in this conflict. It hasn't thus far in Iraq, but if Mr. Bush thinks that we're doing well in Iraq, he ought to have his head examined. And if he wants to add conflict with Iran to that whole situation, he really needs to be examined. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn will join me at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. as we continue to discuss all of the stories that have been going on in media and as well as in the world at large that have importance to you and me. What is the larger implication of some of these stories? What are the big stories that the mainstream press is not talking about? These are the things that Mark Glenn will help me to cover starting at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time, and we'll try to do that for you every Friday hereafter. Corporate media, of course, is using this Virginia Tech tragedy as a means of diverting us from the real stories. I'm convinced that two of the biggest stories right now are obviously the drive toward World War III in the Middle East. That continues to be abundantly obvious, despite the ignoring of certain danger signs in the last few days as a result of this Virginia Tech situation. The other is the truckers' protest. Frosty Wooldridge, who was a guest on my show several days ago, and Wanda Piotti, I am convinced, are at the center of one of the most key movements of our time, and that is this truckers' truckout rally. Why is it that important? Why is it that significant? Because ultimately it is what may be a last-ditch attempt on the part of average Americans to fight the Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement for a North American Union and to fight the globalist movement generally. You know, I was saying to Frosty the other day that it's one thing to be writing about these topics and to be talking about them. I think those are important things, by the way. Those of us who presumably do that well are at one level providing a public service in simply alerting the public as to what's going on. But Frosty Wooldridge, who does a good job of those things in and of itself, is now moving things to the next level with this truckout rally, and that there is a level of organized protest that's being put together at this juncture, even as I speak, that will be launched this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. This truckout rally, as we've mentioned before on the show, is going to involve all 46 continental U.S. state legislature capitol buildings. These trucks are going to circle them. They're going to shut them down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide. They're going to show themselves in presence and in force in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway. We need to support Wanda Piotti and Frosty Wooldridge in this effort. You can find information about what they're doing at the SaveAmericaFund.com, I believe, SaveAmericaFund.com, or by going to the Republic Broadcasting Network website at RepublicBroadcasting.org and accessing the same information and supporting these folks to the extent that you can. This may be one of our last opportunities to do something this significant in indicating to Mr. Bush and his corporate globalist handlers that we want America back. We want America's political situation, its cultural scene, and its economy to be recovered for the people of the United States of America and not for the globalist conception of the world. And I think what Wanda Piotti and Frosty Wooldridge are doing is at the center of that movement. And, of course, there's nothing today that you will see at CNN.com and presumably on any of the other corporate sites which will discuss this truckers' rally. It's quite obvious that at present, the strategy of the powers that be is to ignore this, to ignore it, and to avoid talking about it in places where they might inadvertently be alerting the general public as to what's really going on. That's why we have to redouble our efforts in non-traditional media to make sure that the word gets out about this and to support it to the extent that we can. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network, by the way, by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. You can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling through the Republic Broadcasting Network, and our contact points, which are www.republicbroadcasting.org and 1-800-724-2719. But in terms of fighting globalism, both with this insane Zionist-inspired war in the Middle East and domestically with this truckers' protest, I think those are the real heavyweight stories of the day and are a complete contrast to the sort of thing that is being talked about in corporate media right now for all of the obvious reasons. Was this Virginia Tech shooter a Manchurian candidate? I don't know. But whether he was or he wasn't, He's doing something for corporate media and its minions that is very, very obvious. It is diverting the public from the larger implications of what is happening internationally and domestically that may soon lead to a third world war. Getting back to Iran Focus then and their piece on Mr. Bush talking about Iran transferring arms to militias in Iraq, George Bush was appearing in Tip City, Ohio, right near Dayton when he was talking about these matters. I have already mentioned that Mr. Bush knows nothing about the history of Iran, knows nothing about the traditions of Iran. I say that on the basis of my pre-commercial break remarks corroborating this point. But I'd also go on to remind the listeners that Mr. Bush, according to a former American ambassador to Iraq, did not know the difference between Shiite and Sunni Islam right before we went into Iraq. That is how ill-informed this man is, and yet he's sitting here saying that he's valuing the history of Iran and respects its traditions. Obviously, that's nonsense. He knows nothing about the region, or he wouldn't have made some of the decisions that he's made in recent times. Having said that, we go on to other things in his statements that bear closer examination. Mr. Bush touched on Tehran's nuclear drive, according to Iran Focus. And as we read what he has to say about that, do you notice what we've been talking about time and time and time again on this show? There is no suggestion here that Israel must be held accountable for its nuclear program. Israel is the chief nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons power in the Middle East, and quite obviously Israel's position, present position in the world, has been achieved by force ever since the 1946 through 1948 time frame. They've got nuclear weapons, folks. They are in a position where they have occupied Palestine and presently occupy what is now called the West Bank and Gaza in violation of international law. We support them in this, and they have a nuclear weapons capability that is beyond belief, that has been given to them and also stolen from the United States. In regard to this, Mr. Bush says nothing about it. He certainly does not suggest that Israel should have its program inspected. Neither does he threaten Israel with warlike maneuvers and machinations for not complying with what Mr. Bush believes should be Tehran's mandate in regard to this nuclear question. That's a clear contradiction that the entire world understands. Mr. Bush apparently doesn't understand it, and is something that we need to watch in the days ahead. He also speaks of a vacuum that would take place in Iraq if we were to leave there. The vacuum, it seems to me, has been in large measure created by American military intervention in that country. We now have set in motion all of the things that need to be set in motion for there to be a much wider war between Sunnis and Shiites and Kurds. That's, in effect, what our intervention has done in this part of the world. It is an intervention that has created more problems than it could possibly solve. And when Mr. Bush talks about his concern about extremists, it is his policy and Mr. Blair's policy. It is the policy of the Jewish neoconservatives standing behind them that, in fact, has created extremism in the Middle East, not simply in Iraq and Iran, but also in Palestine. These guys just don't get it, that their policies, in fact, are not extinguishing extremism. They're creating it, and creating it because, once again, we have failed to understand history, the history that Mr. Bush claims that he understands. That's a history that not only involves the Middle East and the reaction of these Islamic countries to Western colonialism, but it also involves the larger question of what it is like for an occupying foreign power, presumably that is stronger militarily, to confront a determined people who will use asymmetrical means of resisting foreign incursion. That's what we're talking about in Iraq. That's what we are talking about in Palestine. That is what we would be talking about in Iran if this insane move toward a preemptive war actually goes through. This is the issue here. Mr. Bush's policies have exacerbated this crisis. They have not solved anything. And what we need to see is that if he is allowed to continue in this regard with the support of the United States Congress, we will be in an absolutely disastrous circumstance. So keep an eye on that whole business with Mr. Bush, because it's quite obvious that neither he nor Mr. McCain takes any of this very, very seriously. Reuters, of course, and Iran Focus picked up on this. Reuters is reporting that Mr. McCain was singing bombs to Iran. Republican 2008 presidential hopeful John McCain crooned the words "bomb Iran" to a Beach Boys tune in joking response to a question about any possible U.S. attack over Tehran's suspected nuclear weapons program. Quote, "that old Beach Boys song, bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb," the Vietnam War veteran warbled softly to the band's Barbara Ann when he was asked when the United States would send an airmail message to Iran. The singing performance during a campaign stop on Wednesday in South Carolina drew chuckles from the audience and has already been viewed almost 11,000 times on the internet video sharing site YouTube after being posted on Thursday. You know, folks, when we look at this whole story, it begs certain observations. The first observation is that when you take George Bush and put him together with John McCain, you have to wonder if there's any sanity left in Washington, D.C. or in this country. These are not joking matters. We have killed 655,000 people in Iraq, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal. We have earned the ire of the entire Islamic world based upon our present stance in the Middle East. We continue to support Israel's genocidal policies toward the Palestinians, as that is evidenced in what we are doing in the West Bank and Gaza in supporting them. We are now talking about engaging in a preemptive military strike on a country that does not threaten us, on a country that we are not at war with. And Mr. McCain, of course, if one takes seriously what Dr. Michael Chosadovsky has already reported, and if one takes seriously what Cy Hirsch has reported in The New Yorker, is talking about utilizing not only bombs against Iran, but utilizing tactical nuclear weapons against that country. Boy, that's a great idea, isn't it? That we would attack Iran with tactical nuclear weapons. Mr. McCain, and I'm sure his militaristic advocates, would say that we can do this without fundamentally threatening thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent civilian lives. If they believe that, that flies in the face of all of the available military and scientific evidence on this subject. Quite clearly, the utilization of tactical nuclear weapons against that country would open Pandora's box in regard to the deaths of thousands of people. There would be a political blowback against the United States, not simply in the Islamic world, but worldwide, that would give Mr. Bush and Mr. McCain and their supporters more trouble than they can possibly imagine. We're also dealing again with a situation where an American attack of this type on Iran would bring about so many derivative consequences that would threaten the survivability of the entire world. And if McCain and Bush believe that the rest of the Islamic world is just going to sit by and to watch this, or that China and Russia are simply going to sit by and watch this, or that the rest of the world is going to be thrilled with this latest implementation of Jewish American neoconservative foreign policy, he is sadly mistaken. And I go back to something that the former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, observed recently when he said that he would not support McCain as the Republican nominee for president. Now, Rick Santorum is a guy, folks, that would support virtually anything, presumably, that the Republican Party came up with to a point. Santorum, at one level, has some religious principles as a Roman Catholic that seem inviolable, and I'll try to respect that this morning. I will give him the benefit of the doubt that that's true. And yet, by the same token, Santorum has been largely in support of this neocon foreign policy in a way that I think is a contradiction in terms to some of his theological positions. But be that as it may, Rick Santorum said something very, very significant when he said that John McCain, or words to the effect that John McCain was not stable enough to be the president of the United States, that there was something about McCain's psychological outlook and his public persona that was simply not compatible with the presidency. that remark has been largely forgotten, but the senator, the former senator from Pennsylvania, Santorum, said this in recent months. Folks, when you look at this Reuters story, I think it's fair to say that John McCain is a nut. I cannot imagine anybody running for the presidency of the United States who would joke about preemptively bombing another country with nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons, in a fashion such as he did in this recent appearance in Tip City, Ohio, outside of Dayton. This is simply irresponsible, and perhaps the public is beginning to sense what a nutcase this guy really is. The San Antonio Express News had a story, I think it was a week ago Sunday, almost 2 weeks ago now, talking about how McCain had recruited longtime Republican activist in San Antonio, Tom Loeffler, in an attempt to really revive the McCain campaign, revive the sagging poll numbers, pump up the fundraising to match the race with Romney and Giuliani. Loeffler has taken on that assignment. And yet I would say to Tom Loeffler, good luck, pal, because you're trying to sell a guy that the public has correctly concluded is a crackpot. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mark Glenn at 8 a.m. We'll be back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us, hopefully, sometime after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, where we will be talking about all kinds of things that have been going on in the last week. And Mark will be sharing with us a little bit more about his USS Liberty series for AFP. And we'll be speaking about things basically going on both internationally and domestically that will serve both as a summary of this past week, as well as a look ahead at what we think is going to happen in coming days and coming months. Keeping in mind that Mark, of course, is an Orthodox Catholic, and I, as an Evangelical Orthodox Lutheran, do not believe that either of us are prophets. That's an office that closed down a long time ago. But nonetheless, we'll have some fun from time to time with predicting things and seeing how effective and how correct our predictions are over time. And maybe we'll keep score so that we can have some sort of a quantifiable thing to keep ourselves accountable to you, the listeners, when we say something, to maybe put it down on paper and come back to it a week or two or a month or 6 months later to see just how accurate the original statement was. So that will be Mark Glenn being with us at shortly after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, from the American Free Press. We've been talking, of course, about a series of stories in the last hour. This situation with Mr. Bush talking in Tip City, Ohio, outside of Dayton, about Iran's role in manipulating events in Iraq and that they're transferring arms to militias. Take a look at those statements. There are a series of misrepresentations there, I believe, that show how little Mr. Bush actually understands about Iran and about the Middle East. And when you take that in conjunction with Mr. McCain's absolutely irresponsible behavior in joking about bombing Iran to the tune of a Beach Boys song, it gives you some idea as to why we are in the mess that we are in. If this is leadership, folks, we are in serious trouble. And I would suggest that we are in serious trouble. And there are a series of other news stories today that corroborate this. If you go to lewrockwell.com, you will see a piece by Charles Davis entitled, "Is the U.S. Already at War with Iran?" I argue, as well as Mr. Davis does, that there is evidence that the war with them has already started. You can see that piece at lewrockwell.com. Eric Margolis has a similar piece there, which is entitled "The Endless War." The Endless War. And, of course, Matt Drudge picks up on the same thing that Iran Focus did in regard to McCain joking on Iran. You can see that with the Matt Drudge report as well as at Iran Focus. When we look at this whole situation as we presently have it, it's quite obvious that something is seriously wrong. And I think maybe the best example of this is to contrast some of these statements on the part of our leaders with some of what Dr. Michael Chosadowski talks about today at globalresearch.ca as far as asking us to watch Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan, in his view, is going to be the launching point coming America for Iran. Take these warnings seriously. I think it's just around the corner. This is Mark Van Cross, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Glenn in the next few minutes, hopefully. Stay tuned.
It's true.